his name and encounter him this morning. So let's pray. Father, we are here for Jesus. We're here for you, Holy Spirit, to come and to manifest his presence in our midst. We're here to encounter the living, resurrected one. We're here, Father, to draw near to you as well. We're here to honor and glorify you. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this time. You are present with us at all times, but we welcome you to have your way in this time. Not our way, not our will, but your way and your will be done during this time. Father, we come with expectation because you are a God who desires to meet your people as we respond to your invitation to come. So as we seek you in response to your coming to us, we expect that you will meet us. How you will do that, we give you freedom and we say, have your way. So Holy Spirit, come to do that. We recognize too that the enemy of our souls, the enemy of Jesus, would want to come against that work. And so in the name and the authority of Christ, we would bind every spirit that would come against the knowledge of Christ, command silence to them, and say, you, Holy Spirit, are the only spirit that we desire to hear from this morning. So speak. We're listening. Speak to transform us. Speak to send us to where you would have us to engage. We love you. We worship you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. This first song here, we're really focusing on, we're singing Hosanna, which is a praise to God, but it's specifically focusing on the salvation that he has to offer us, meaning save us. Like he saves us. He offers that to us. So may we reflect on the joy and the salvation that he has to offer us this morning and praise him for that through this song of worship.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you, hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. Long for you, 'cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. Turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. Your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're making us new. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. Welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna.
Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, God, you are so good. Lord, that people all over the world are seeking for a way of salvation, Lord, and trusting in God's that they have to work their way up to. But you are the God who saves us, Lord Jesus. And so we praise you for that, God. May our hearts be stirred this morning by the love that you have for us. That because you first loved us, we love you in return. Jesus, for you are so good to us, Lord, more than we are deserving. You are good in every way, God. So may we just place you at the center of our lives this morning and every day, Jesus. May we be transformed by you. May our lives look different because of your touch, Lord. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Team and Eli back there. I'm actually going to jump ahead to the next one, whatever that is. King of My Heart, that one. There we go.
Let the King of My Heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of My Heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. My heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good.
reason for so much repetition in these songs is really to help us meditate on the truths that we're speaking, right? So to not just brush past them, but to really dwell on the truth that we have in Jesus, that he is good, that he's never going to let us down. And sometimes it just takes us a minute to really connect with it. So lean more and more into that truth every time we sing it. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good, good. Oh, Lord, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. Amen. Can we clap for Jesus if you believe those words that he is good? Yes. Okay, so sorry to be jumping around, but now we'll do In the Secret. Okay. So we've been talking a lot about, like, worshiping undignified, okay? The way that David worshiped in a way that he was totally unconcerned about the judgment that might be around him. I mean, he looked kind of foolish to other people, you know, and they were criticizing him. But he said, I'll be even more undignified than this for my Lord Jesus. So may we worship in that way this morning, just giving it all for him. So I want to open up the altars, too, for these next couple of songs. Just feel free to worship him however you feel led. This is a safe space to worship our Lord and Savior, okay? And may we step out intentionally seeking to see him and to hear from him. In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. Touch you, Lord. I want to see your face. I want to know you more.
In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more.
Take some moments here to just offer up some praises to God, just between you and Him, but you can do it audibly, even praying the words that we're singing here. Trust that God answers those prayers, right? When we call upon Him, when we seek His face and hear His voice, when we ask for those things, that He will answer, that His Spirit will touch us, and that we will be changed as a result. So even now, we're just open up the space to you, Holy Spirit, to fall upon us this morning, Lord, and to just meet us here, Lord. You are all that we want.
Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. Living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see, what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see, and what we see. Changing everything, Lord. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we're leaning into all you are. Everything else can wait. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts. Come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see, what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see, what we see. You're changing everything. When you move, you move all our fears. When you move, you move us to tears. When you move, you move all our fears. When you move, you move us to tears. Lord, when you fall, we fall on our knees. When you fall, we fall at your feet. When you fall, we fall on our knees. When you fall, we fall at your feet. Yeah. When you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see, what we see. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see, what we see. You're changing everything, Lord. You're changing us, Lord God. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word.
So Holy Spirit, that is our desire. We only want to hear your voice. Father, I pray as the message is shared, I pray as the children would learn in children's church, I pray that it would be the voice of you, Holy Spirit, that we would hear. That you would allow us to see in ways we've never seen before. That you would open our spiritual eyes, give us eyes to see. That you would give us ears to hear what you, Holy Spirit, would have to say to us, your church. Would you change us? It is our desire. We give you permission. We give you freedom to change us, to change what we seek, to change our desires, to change the way that we see the world and the way that we see you. We look forward to what you have to say to us, Spirit of the living God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, the children through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And for everyone else, I would invite you to open a Bible, if you have one, to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. As you're turning there, we're in this series on Abide in Me from John 15. Last week we looked at verse 1 and then